This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of corporate stories now. Jewelry first. Signet, the company behind K Jewelers, Jared, and Zales, reported some pretty disappointing holiday sales figures today. And not only were the holidays meh, but the company said there were fewer people in their stores overall and that they might have to actually shut some of those stores down. But there is more going on here than just jewelry sales, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Poor sales figures at a company like Signet are especially noteworthy because jewelry is supposed to sell well during the holidays, says retail analyst Sucharita Kodali at Forrester.
If you are not doing at least as well as last year, that is definitely problematic.
This is also a holiday season where consumer spending hit record levels. But when the economy is getting uncertain, Kodali says consumers will cut back on expensive jewelry.
If you see any pullback or you see any, you know, retraction in that category, it can be a harbinger for tougher economic times to come.
While there are plenty of signs the economy could be slowing, Paula Rosenblum at RSR Research says Signet scale isn't helping. There are just too many Zales, too many Jareds.
And by their own acknowledgement, they have not created enough differentiation in any of them.
One way Signet and other jewelers try to boost sales is by offering financing or store cards. Bill Hartikoff at lowcards.com says store-branded cards are a good way for a retailer to make some extra cash, too.
If consumers carry a balance from one month to the next, that merchant is going to share in some of that revenue that's going to be brought in.
This week, Signet settled with regulators over a lawsuit claiming the company opened up credit cards for customers without their consent. Signet says it disagrees with the allegations. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.